This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Picture a theater with a 50-foot see-through swimming pool dangling above the patrons, performers doing aerial acrobatics, and engaging with the audience on the floor, an audience that never sits down. Well, that describes a new off-Broadway show called Fuerza Bruta that takes experiential theater to a new level. Reporter Jeff London got a backstage tour.
Hallie Bullitt is one of a dozen people who appear in Fuerza Bruta. She says there are some basic qualities each of them share.
Well, you can't have vertigo. And you must like water.
The same is true for the audience, because Fuerza Bruta is a 360-degree experience, a dizzying whirlwind of energy that takes place around and above the audience. It's kind of like being inside a Cirque du Soleil show. There's no comfortable seat to watch the action. You're right in the middle of it. And you're asked to participate. Fuerza Bruta translates from Spanish as brute force, and Hallie Bullitt says she and the other performers definitely feel it.
I like to say that the set is really the star of this show, and that all of the cast members basically just spend an hour trying not to be flung from it. We get hit by walls, we are trying to hang on to set pieces that are moving and sort of flinging us about.
Fuerza Bruta is the brainchild of Argentinian theater artist Diki James, who created the long-running off-Broadway show De La Guarda. That show made great use of aerial acrobatics. Members of the audience flew up to the rafters with the cast. Hallie Bullitt, who was also in De La Guarda, says Diki James came up with some gasp-inducing ideas for Fuerza Bruta as well.
I mean, it literally springs out of Diki's imagination, and he thinks, well, what would happen if we put a 50-foot pool with a clear bottom in the air over the audience's head? How would that work? And what sort of things could we do in that kind of a pool?
Bullitt showed me what sort of things they do in that kind of a pool. As technicians poured water into it, we rode a cherry picker high above the theater floor, and she stepped onto the Mylar surface and slid all the way to the other side to demonstrate.
We can kind of take a running start, and we can... We can slide all the way to the other side of it. It is like an enormous slip and slide in the air. And we'd like to jump really, really high and then just smack ourselves down on it like WWF style. You can do it on your back.
And it's not just the audience looking up at the cast. It's the cast looking down at them.
When we were rehearsing it, it was already super fun. But the minute you added people below, it's a whole different thing, because just sort of jumping and landing on something is pretty fun. But now I have somebody right below me, and I can make eye contact with them, and I get to just jump right over them and... Ah! You know, you can't beat that. The Mylar gets lowered, lowered, lowered to really right over the audience's head. And they're able to reach up to the other side of the plastic, and they're able to really touch their hands to our hands, just with only this very, very thin layer of Mylar in between. It's a very intimate moment. You find those people that they want to interact with you, and you're making your way across the Mylar, and you see those eyes that just connect with yours.
The pool is only one part of Fuerza Bruta. The performers fly over the audience, then mingle and dance with them. It's a total sensory experience. But if you're looking for a plot, Hallie Bullitt says you're at the wrong place.
Diki is the creator, and he is insistent that there is no story that we're trying to tell.
But there is some kind of a progression. When the show starts, the theater is a pristine black box. By the time it's finished, it's completely trashed. There's styrofoam and cardboard and water everywhere. The cast is drenched in perspiration, and so is the audience.
It's exhausting, but in a great way, in a very cathartic way. By the time you're done, you really feel like you've been through something, or you've had this crazy experience.
As long as you don't have vertigo and like water. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.